Are you a matte or glossy kind of photographer?
I'm usually a matte. I mean a glossy photographer.
Why?
Mainly, I think, because back in the old days when I shot black and white, all the paper was glossy. Mm-hmm. And I got used to it, and it looks nice, and I stick with it. But every once in a while, I will do a matte. Right now, actually, I'm trying to do canvas.
I think I was thinking more along the line, though, not what paper you use.
Oh.
More along the line of when you're photographing, are you looking in the world as a glossy?
Oh, no, I look at the world as a matte. For instance, when I look at the ocean and the waves coming in and the sun setting down, it's a portrait to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at a portrait. I've been doing photography since the late 70s. Back in the Olympus days, when Olympus first came out, I got one of the first ones. And then I've owned mostly Olympuses up through the last one was TI. The last one I owned was a TI-4 or something like that. I don't remember. It's a titanium body. Mm. When I go digital, I went digital in before I moved here, let's see, back in 1999. Late 90s or early 2000. Because many of the pictures that I still use on Bunny's cards were photographed at our house in Sneush, where we had wonderful flower gardens. Mm. And I still have, in fact, and back then too, that house looked directly under the Deception Pass Bridge, so I got some really wonderful solstice and sunset pictures.
Ooh.
Exactly 2 miles away from the Deception Pass Bridge on the beach.
Wow.
And my first digital camera was Olympus. The world changed between the way when I started photography was I used to see a picture. And I didn't have any really concept of depth of field.
Okay.
And now when I see photography, like that picture I just showed you, that card I made,
mm-hmm.
The ball in front is out of focus. And the next ball is in focus, and the rest of the scenery is out of focus, creating, to me, a portrait of how I saw that scene. Before, I would have seen two balls in a field. And I would have framed it, and I'd have had a nice picture of two balls in a field. But now I have, now I've created an object which has something, which draws your eye right to the object, but has something pleasing up here, tantalizing it, and something pleasing behind, emphasizing it. And I learned bokeh. You know, I don't know, a lot of people don't know what the word bokeh means.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very, very special term. And when I first learned it, it really turned me on.
Did it?
So I became a real fan of F2.8 there for a long time. I see me trying to create something that I will like and want to hang on my wall. And I see myself not coming up with very many of those pictures either, but the ones I do come up with, I really love. You can't get the right light all the time. I mean, the light is really 99% of the picture.
Yeah.
The rest of it is technical, but you got to have the right light. The light's got to be right,
yeah.
And you can't always get that. I like ocean scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like waves coming in and sun setting and wave motion on landscape type things. But I like things like specific things too, like barns, or boats or harbors, mm-hmm. You know, those in the landscape mode. Reflections. I like reflections. I just enjoyed taking images, creating pictures.